Thanks for downloading this week's podcast of From the Top, NPR's radio showcase of America's best young classical musicians. I'm your host, Christopher O'Reilly, here with your weekly dose of inspiration. Enjoy. Joining us now is a wonderful 18-year-old soprano from Washington, D.C. Please welcome Andrea Carroll. Andrea, we get to show two sides of your musical personality. Before we have a conversation, you're going to sing some Donizetti and later on some really fun Gilbert and Sullivan. But first, why don't you tell everybody the Donizetti a little bit about the story behind the aria?
Well, I'll be singing Eterno Amor e Fe by Donizetti. It's a pledge of eternal love, gratitude, and faithfulness to the man this woman loves. It's a very romantic song.
Beautifully done. For exclusive video footage of performances like this one, log on to fromthetop.npr.org.
Andrea Carroll, 18-year-old soprano from Washington, D.C., singing some Donizetti. I'm so glad we're going to hear more. That's such a beautiful sound, your
Thank
voice.
Thank you.
You're a very well-traveled girl, Andrea. Where were you born, first of all?
I was born in Thailand. My parents were overseas and living in Nepal, but the hospitals are kind of shady there. So we went over to Thailand to have me and then moved back to Nepal, lived there for a little bit, and then lived in Bolivia and then came to the U.S. Wow. But I traveled to Italy and France when I was little. Most of it I don't remember because I did most of my traveling when I was little. But I go to Guatemala a lot because my mother is from Guatemala and her whole side of the family is there.
So how about Guatemala? You love it?
Oh, I love it, yeah. I really enjoy going there. I feel like I'm really at home there. I have entirely too much family. My mom is one of six, and I have over 24 cousins and aunts and uncles and everything. So it's very warm and welcoming. I love the culture, and it really fits my personality.
You have a great time there, I guess. Now, Guatemala, though, is where you did something just this last summer, right, that your mom is still a little angry about. Listen, yeah. As 17-year-old roving reporter Taja Coleman-Jones reports.
Hi, Andrea. It's nice to finally meet you after reading so much about you, and you're here sitting with Mom.
Yeah, thank you for having us. This is Sonia Carroll, my mother.
Nice to meet you.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Okay, so Andrea, briefly tell your story, the piercing story.
All right, well, I had always wanted to get my belly button pierced since, I don't even know, my older cousin Ilona got her belly button pierced when she went to El Salvador on a community service trip, and I thought it was so cool, and mm-hmm. I wanted to be just like her, so I'd been bugging my mom about it, and she always said no, and always said no, and I went to Guatemala this summer, and she finally told me I could get my belly button pierced if I went with my aunt, and if we, you know, agreed that it would be in a clean mm-hmm. place, and then at the last minute, like 2 days before I was leaving, she tells me I can't do it. And I was so mad, and, you know, I told her I wouldn't, but when I got there, one of my friends has her belly button pierced, and she said she would take me, and you don't need to be 18 to get a piercing in Guatemala, so I thought, what the heck, I'll just go get it, and all of my family swore that they weren't going to tell my mom, but it turned out that it was a little bit infected.
A little bit. Yes. They had to take her to the doctor, and the doctor gave, you know, antibiotics and got infected.
And the whole point was I didn't think my mom would find out because I was leaving the very next day that I mm-hmm. got home to go to Tanglewood, this music program I did. So I didn't think there would be any time for her to see my belly button. And by the time we got back, she wouldn't be seeing my stomach anymore because we wouldn't right. be going to the beach or anything. But my aunt called the night I was packing when I got home to tell my mom.
She's a doctor, my oldest sister, and she felt like, you know, mother has to know.
It was the golden opportunity to do it this summer because I didn't think she would know. And, you know, there was no age limit, you know, in Guatemala.
How does dad feel about this? Is this, like,
he
worse
tells
in his
tells house? Him what he said to you.
Well, you know.
It's your body, but.
Oh, you know, my mom was like, I'm going to call your dad. He's going to be so mad at you. And I had already told my dad. And she, that made her even more mad because I told my dad. I told my dad I was thinking about doing it. And he was like, well, it's your body. I don't care what you do with your body. But as long as you don't mind looking like a...
yes.
Looking... looking
like a something.
A little bit trashy. He thinks it's trashy, but, you know, he wasn't going to...
Seeing that mom thinks this way, like, do you regret it? Do you feel like you could have done it a little differently, maybe telling her, or would you have done it the exact same way?
I think I would still get, I would have still gotten it pierced, but I probably would have called my mom to tell her I was going to do it, just to let her know that even if she didn't want me to, I was still going to do it, but just to let her know, so it wasn't this big, scary surprise when I got there. But I did do it in a safe place, and I made sure that it was clean, so.
Mom, how do you feel?
I don't agree with that. Last part, because when I looked at the piece, I didn't want to look at her belly. I refused to look
you
at her belly.
Don't.
No, I don't want to.
I don't think it's
pretty. I don't think it's attractive. I'm against
so
it. But in my culture, we just don't do these things. And the fact that we had agreed with Andrea that we were going to do it together, that mm-hmm. I was going to take her, she didn't believe me anymore.
I think there's still a little misunderstanding here, because you knew I was going to Guatemala by myself this summer, and you told me I could do it.
And then I said, no, you know what? I prefer to buy you the earring, whatever they call it, because it's not for the ear. I want to make sure that it is surgically, properly, hygienically done.
Well, it was.
I don't think so. It wouldn't have gotten infected if it had. And when I looked at that thing, it is not silver. It is not silver plated. It's a piece of metal. And so I really lost it. Well, by then, I really was so upset.
I have a question then.
Yes.
So you have this great daughter who's a soprano, overachieving everything. Why get so bent out of shape over this ring? Is it because she defied your word or because she got
it? I think it was a break in the trust.
Right.
And I felt that we have always communicated and been mm-hmm. very open to each other. And that was like a slap in the face for me that she had mm-hmm. done it in behind my back.
Right.
And had gotten all my family into the last few days running around getting her to doctors and, you know. And
but you know your family, and even if I hadn't involved them, they all get involved anyway. It's like this, it's like my big fat Greek wedding, but in Spanish. It really is. It's just crazy running around. And then I have my other aunts calling me, I can't believe your tia Sarita told your mom about the belly button piercing. That's ridiculous. And then it was this big, like, da 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 da
over this one piercing.
Yeah, yeah. So looking back on it, I don't hold it against her anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that we were not together that summer made me go, you know, easy and at my own pace. Mm-hmm. I got over it. So again, if this is the worst she's gonna do, or
right,
has
it can't
done,
be that bad.
No,
I think this is the only big thing I've ever really, you know,
right.
lied or done behind your back. I generally tell my parents everything, and I'm very open with them. So I think you just realized that.
Yes,
this is the only thing that's gonna happen.
Well, then that's not that bad.
No,
after all,
it isn't. No.
Well, it was nice talking to you guys and getting both of your perspectives.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If you would like to attend one of our tapings of the Jerry Springer Show. Seriously, so your mom has not yet seen your pierced belly button?
She refuses to look at it.
Do you, like, chase her around the house?
I do. I have lifted my shirt up and chased her around, and she still won't look at it. She refuses.
Well, we're going to go to England right now for some Gilbert and Sullivan. Tell everybody about this song you're going to sing.
Well, this is Poor Wandering One from the Pirates of Penzance, and I've actually never seen the show, so I'm kind of putting it into my own context as a sassy, flirty, fun song.
You have a real flair for it. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Andrea Carroll, 18-year-old soprano from Washington, D.C.
For more performances and stories from America's best young classical musicians, tune in to our weekly NPR radio show. Visit fromthetop.npr.org for stations broadcasting From the Top near you. From the Top is a unique nonprofit organization that's independent of the radio stations that carry our show. Join us in celebrating the passion and dedication of our outstanding young musicians by making a gift to From the Top on our website, fromthetop.org.